The city of Hamilton is moving on to the next steps to build an $11 million water storage tower in Carlisle. At Monday's Public Works Committee meeting, staff recommended the city build an elevated water tank in Tower Park, and plans to include the cost of the project in the 2025 water, wastewater, and stormwater rate capital budget. The project has been in the works since last spring, when the city did public consultations and began an environmental assessment. The city recommends building the new storage tank on the same land as the current tank, at 40 to 46 Wood End Drive, which would mean the assessment wouldn't be required. According to a report by Director of Watershed Management Carrie Vanderperk, around 73% of homes in Carlisle are serviced through the Municipal Groundwater Production Well, or Municipal Well. The other 27% of homes get water from private wells on their property. Studies from the city show the current system cannot sustain water pressure, meet demand, or provide water to the Hamilton Fire Department in emergencies. The current storage system has a capacity of 1,400 cubic meters. The city found an additional 49%, or 689 cubic meters, is needed to serve Carlisle currently. Another 1,271 cubic meters, or 91% more room, is needed to accommodate Carlisle's anticipated growth, up to the year 2051. The projection is based on 14 parcels of land in Carlisle that are currently up for development. Carlisle has had issues with its water supply for decades. The city declared an outdoor watering ban in 2002 after the municipal well could not meet demand for water, and in the 22 years since that ban, the city considered widespread water conservation programs for the growing community. In 2012, the city began an environmental assessment, which showed the community would need additional water storage to meet demands. The study was terminated in 2014. Between 2015 and 2019, Carlisle went through a water conservation program, but the city determined conservation alone could not solve the shortage issues. Nick Winters, director of Hamilton Water, oversaw the conservation program during this time period. He said a community committee was struck that included residents and the Halton Conservation Authority. The committee looked at whether properties in Carlisle were wasting water, focusing on lawn watering, irrigation issues, and informing residents about Hamilton lawn watering bylaws. We didn't identify that the residents in Carlisle were wasting water. What we found was that the demographics of that community, particularly from a property size perspective, is somewhat unique. They do have large properties, and with that comes large irrigation systems, he said. We found that yes, some residents were using large volumes of water during summer months, but they weren't overwatering based on industry standards. Ward 15 Cown. Ted McMeekin told Public Works Committee members that he used to be a Carlisle resident. He said, water usage was a big problem when it came to homeowners watering their large lawns. But, McMeekin noted, there are growing housing developments in Carlisle, which will create a higher demand for water down the line. Ward 13 Cown. Alex Wilson called the water storage project an important investment in renewing essential infrastructure. The committee accepted the report on the storage tank, and will move forward with the project if it is accepted by council on November 27.